Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Howard?
Yeah.
Hey, Howard. This is Steve Wilson from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks, Steve. How are you doing? Boy, you're working late tonight, eh?
So I'm doing great. Please tell me, this is a good time. Can we talk right now?
Sure. Absolutely.
Perfect. So I was just going through your email, and it seems like that changes are not done. So I just need some more clarification.
Sure.
All right. So let me just open up page 7 here. All right. So on page 7, you have mentioned that your loving son hovered about 15 spaces towards the left margin.
Well, where is it right now? I think it's right on the right margin, right?
It's 15 spaces from the left margin.
Do you want me to pull up this file on my computer? Would that make sense?
Sure.
So that I can see what's in front of me?
Yep.
I guess we're working on the last file you sent to me, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the last file that says Howard Todd book formatted 5/10/23.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Steve. I'm gonna get my computer. Basically, what I'm looking for is, you know how you sign a letter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like on my email there, I signed, I think, 4 times to you, my letter.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of the ones are in the middle, where you would normally sign a letter. And the
mm-hmm.
other 2, which I said not this way and not that way, are right over on the left side of the page and right over on the right side of the page.
That's right.
You with me?
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm trying to accomplish is to get all of those into the middle of a page sort of thing, where you would normally sign a letter.
All right, just a minute. So have you opened up the file on your end?
I'm just getting into my email account right now, Steve. I don't have high-speed internet. I hope I have internet. It's kind of sketchy here.
No worries. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm just working on it. But, no, I want to thank you for all the work you've done. Like, you know, 99% of it is great, but I just can't seem to get the last little
mm-hmm.
hurdle here done. So
it's just because of some little confusion over here. And
yeah,
let's just resolve it right now.
No, that's fine. Here we go. I'm just going to get into your email here.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be coming up. So you're working late tonight, eh?
The thing is, we are working in Pacific time zone. So we are...
Oh, I
yeah.
see.
We are working till 6.
Whereabouts are you located?
The head office in New York.
Yeah, so where are you guys at?
We are working remotely, Howard, and we do need to work in the Pacific time zone, as most of our clients are in the Pacific.
Oh, you know what, Steve? Okay. Oh, no, here we go. It's just come through here. I was going to say I'm going to have to go back and try and reconnect, but it looks like it's going to give me what I'm looking for. I sure hope it does. So on page 7,
mm-hmm.
it says your loving son or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that is... Well, just a sec. I hope I can get into this now because it's here. So, okay, I'm into the file now. It's got to just load itself here. Now, On page 7, we have, okay, your loving son, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you move that into sort of the center, like maybe move it? You see, your loving son, okay, can you just start where the comma is and where that your loving son ends?
Mm-hmm.
Could you start and put your loving son, Howard? Can you move it over that far? I mean, how many spaces is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever. So move it over like 14 spaces or something so that it starts where it ends. So that you've got it in the middle of the page there. But keep everything the same.
Sure. Just give me a minute here.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a call.
Just bear with me a moment here.
No, I've got all the time in the world. Be patient, no problem.
Thank you so much. All right, on page 7, so from where it is starting, I'm sorry, from where it is ending, from where the comma is, you want it to start from there, right?
Yeah, that would be great. Just kind of move it into the center of the page, right? Where normally, I guess people don't write letters anymore, but when you sign a letter, you sort of sign it, you say your loving son, Howard, and it's in the middle of the page, not right on the left or the right.
Mm-hmm. Just a minute. Howard, please tell me, are you able to, like, get the messages on the same number? Let me just send you a screenshot.
Yeah, I'd have to get out of this and then go into my email. Yeah, I could.
In the email. Can I, like, send you a picture in text, or do I have to email you?
No, I only have a landline. I don't have a cell phone.
Oh, all right. Just a minute, then let me just send you an email with the screenshot. All right, I just replied back to the same email. Please check, is it correct?
So I go back to my inbox and see if an email's come in, I guess, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a sec, let me get out of this. And, it says that something's come in here, just a second. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect, Steve, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Perfect, I'll get it then right away on
that
all the pages.
Great.
And we'll share the file with you. Just give me 5 or 10 minutes and it will be done. So just review it and then let me know your feedback.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. That's amazing. If you can just make all of them sort of like that, that would be perfect.
Sure. I'll just do that right away. Just give me a few minutes here.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Steve. So.
All right. No worries.
Yeah, we can just communicate on the email now, right?
Yep, that's right. I will be sending the complete file with you over the email in 5 minutes.
Oh, that's great. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time, Howard. Take care of yourself.
Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.